The second scripture reading is John 17, 13 through 18. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth of your word. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. I wanted to preach on something this morning that has been on my heart and on my mind for a long time, and wasn't really sure how to tackle it until I read a devotional about a month ago, and it nailed it for me. And I'm going to acknowledge, in fact, I'm going to read this little devotional for you out of a devotional that I know the board knows all about this and some others. A little devotional that my dad used to use called the Daily Bread. And I get his mail to this day, having been gone to be with the Lord for a long time now, or well over a year, year and a half or so. And I read it now myself, in part because it was Dad's. And so I read it. This was from April 27th. I'll read it to you in just a minute because I think it shares what I want to share with you this morning. And I'll just hold on for a minute and we'll get there. I want to talk really about joy and how sometimes we think our joy has been stolen. You know, we have a lot of distractions in our life, don't we? I mean, iPhones, television, the radio, sideshows, whatever they are that distract us. Our finances, our jobs, our health. Satan himself is working overtime to distract us, our enemies. The traffic, the weather. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on about all the things that distract us in our life. And those distractions sometimes end up taking away that which God says, I have given you, because we let it have. If I asked you today whether or not you are distracted from your joy and your relationship with Jesus Christ, either now or have been in the recent past, my guess is I'd have a good number of you who would raise your hand and say, yes, it's happened. Whatever life circumstances that have happened, you would probably say yes to that. I'm not asking for hands raised this morning. I'm just saying I have talked to many of you, and the sampling I have tells me that that is true. Satan is trying to steal our joy. I want to say something to you this morning because I know I've made that statement before, and we've talked about it, others have said it before, this whole idea of stealing our joy, and some would say it has been stolen. It's gone. I don't have it. And I would say to us this morning, and I think this text I'm about to read to you is actually going to confirm that for me, is that Satan can't, nor nothing else in this world can steal your joy. What it might do is suppress it. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, joy has been given to you by God. But Satan can suppress it. Or perhaps even get us to the point where we've forgotten our joy and we need to be reintroduced to that joy again. But I don't agree with the statement that your joy can be stolen. Because God gave it to you. And no one takes from you what God gave to you. But I know many of you would say that my joy has been suppressed. Or my joy has been forgotten. It's been a long time since I've experienced that. And I want to go there this morning. And I want to go there first with this text in Psalm 30, verses 4 and 5. And here's what it says. Sing to the Lord, you saints of His, praise His holy name. For His anger lasts only for a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy comes in the morning. What that tells me is that joy is coming because joy has been given to us by God, and no one can take that from us. No one can steal that joy. But what you and I experience in our life, I think a lot of times, is the suppression of joy, or we have forgotten that joy. And that brings me to this devotional that I read. This is from April 27th. Australia's regent honey-eater bird is in trouble. It's losing its song. Though once an abundant species, just 300 birds now remain. And with so few others to learn from, the males are forgetting their unique song and failing to attract the females. Thankfully, conservationists plan to rescue the honey eaters by singing to them. Or more precisely, play them recordings of other honey eaters singing so that they can relearn their heart song. As the males pick up the tune and attract females again, it's hoped the species will flourish once more. The prophet Zephaniah, he addressed the people in trouble. With so much corruption among them, he announced that God's judgment was coming in the first 8 verses of Zephaniah 3 that we did not read this morning. When this later came to pass through capture and exile, the people too lost their song. But Zephaniah foresaw a time beyond judgment when God would come to this decimated people, forgive their sins, and sing to them. He will take great delight in you in His love. He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. We read that this morning, verse 17 of Zephaniah chapter 3. As a result, the heart song of the people would be restored. Whether through our own disobedience or the trials of life, we too can lose our heart song of joy. But a voice is singing over us, songs of forgiveness and love. Let's listen to His melody and sing along and sing again. I thought that was a powerful devotion. The imagery in that devotional is so powerful. I mean, a real thing that's happening in Australia where the males who haven't heard the song and they don't know how to sing it because they've forgotten it because it hasn't been sung. And now human beings are there recording the song so that they can learn their song again. And I think that's what happens so many times in our lives is when joy is suppressed over a period of time, we forget the heart song. Sometimes we need to hear others singing so the heart song can come back to us. If someone here wants to know what a major, major purpose of the Church of Jesus Christ is, it's so people can sing their heart song again. We need to remember the joy that was planted in us. The joy that in Zephaniah God was singing to His people and wanted His people to know, you can have joy. I am the joy giver and I'll give you that joy. I'm singing to you. You've forgotten because you were exiled. You have forgotten because you have done some things you shouldn't have been doing. You were sinning. You were wandering far away from me. I'm singing to you to let you know I bring you joy, but you've got to sing the song I give you. Because you've lost your heart song, like that honey-eater bird. being together allows us to hear the heart song again. And we learn it. Sometimes you're on the receiving end of that heart song and you need to hear that God's working in other people's lives and that heart song is being sung. Sometimes you and I are the singers of that heart song for someone else who hasn't experienced that joy lately. It's been suppressed. It's been forgotten. And we need to be there to help others hear that heart song again. To relearn it. To hear it again. And then to start singing it. So that heart song can be real again to ourselves. Because you see, I still believe, as I said from the very beginning, joy has never been stolen. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that joy is implanted within you by God Himself. It's just that there are times in our life that joy has been suppressed. Or because of time, it's been forgotten. We don't think we're ever going to get back. Jesus was talking to His disciples in the Gospel of John that was read this morning. And He said to His disciples that He wanted, actually as He's speaking to God about His disciples, that He wanted His disciples to have the full measure of My joy within them, in verse 13 of that text. The full measure of My joy within them. And how that was going to be is by way means of this. He said, I gave them My word. I gave them the word. He gave them God's word. He gave them His word. And in that word you can find the secret of how you can sing that heart song again. The world is out there distracting, He says. The world will hate us, but we're not ultimately of this world. Verse 14 again in that same text. You see, that's where the distractions come. And that's where we get off in our distractions and our paths that take us away from the joy because we're listening to all the other distractions that are going on. And He's reminding us, look, that's not the song that you sing. The song you need to sing is the heart song that I gave you when you said you would trust Me with your life. The heart song. Jesus reminded the disciples again that they had to be here in the world. And it would be tough in the world. They'd have to experience all the stuff that the world actually threw their way. Pain, agony, heartache, all these things that go on. Broken relationships, all the things that go on in our lives that happen to people. But He says in verse 15 that He would protect us while we're here. And one thing He's protecting while we're here is that heart song. Song of joy that was put in each and every one of you that profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you haven't experienced lately, it's not because it's gone. It's suppressed or it's been forgotten. And over time, that joy will come back. That heart song will come back. But you need to do some things to get there. You need to surround yourself with people who can presently sing the heart song. Because they're experiencing that joy in their life. And you need to try as best you can over time to start singing it again for yourself so eventually, there it is. There it is. Have you forgotten your heart song? I would venture to say that there's some of you here this morning that have forgotten your heart song. It's in there. You need help learning it again. But God gave it to you. And it's there. Let the Holy Spirit sing it to you again. Let God help you to be familiar with that song once again in your life. Let the community of faith remind you of it again. You know, we're an imperfect group of people here. In fact, I'm sure there are people out there in the community today that are saying, you know, so-and-so goes to church. I know that they do this, they do that. They're not perfect people at all, but they go to church. That's why they're here. Because we're imperfect people. and we need help. One of the things we need help with is to be able to sing that heart song again. And we need other people in the community of faith who presently in their life can sing that song and rub shoulders with them so that you can eventually sing that song again too. And then there'll be a time in your life when you look at someone else and you say, you know, there is a season in my life where I could not sing the song. I thought Satan had taken it from me, but he didn't. I still had it. I forgot it. Or I still had it, but it was suppressed by all the distractions I have in my life. I have it now. And I want you to have it too. So let me sing the heart song. So you can have that joy too. Although some of you may not feel joy right now, it wasn't taken. You still have it. You may have forgotten it. It may be suppressed. But God gave it to you. And no one can take it from you. Because the Word of God tells me that. Amen? So I encourage you to keep singing until you find it again. Just keep singing. And when you have that joy, keep singing so others can find it again. Sometimes it's just hard to reach it. That's what we're all about, isn't it? The community of faith. That's what we're all about. Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for this devotional that spoke to me this morning. How you teach us from nature, just like I mentioned with the kids this morning about the no leaves and the new life. You speak through this bird where there are so few of them, they couldn't hear the heart song and they forgot it. And they had to have someone record it for them and remind them of it so that they could learn the heart song again. God, help us. If we're right now in our life, not experiencing the joy that you gave us. Help us to surround ourselves with people who have that joy and to remind us of the joy that is within us so that we too can someday sing that song again. It might take some time, but we will sing that song again. So God, I'm asking a special prayer this morning for those who have forgotten, for those whom it's suppressed. And help us all together as the body of Christ to help each other to find that heart song again. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.